And yesterday we were looking at how to find the key points in a political voiceover script. Today, voiceover styles for political ads. Yeah, like most advertising, where the style of such campaigns was once very kind of announcery, both of these content styles are now very much more conversational, contemporary and authentic, inspiring and upbeat or authoritative and direct, whether they're pro or whether they're anti, whether they're particularly for your candidate or whether they're knocking the other side's candidate. And your accent is likely to be from the community and the demographic to whom the ad is targeted. In other words, community? Yeah, Maine or rural Mississippi. And the demographic? Floridian Spanish. 18 to 24-year-olds, stay-home mums, over 75s or whoever it might be. And in some ads, such as introducing the candidate to the electorate in the first place, the voice should usually reflect the tone and attitude of that candidate. Maybe smooth and experienced for an older, more knowledgeable nominee, a more youthful sound to reflect the youth of someone else standing. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at some of these styles from a voiceover perspective. Yeah, the tonal scale on political voiceovers as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.